Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Cool off with three refreshing summer drinks on today's episode of Earth Eats. Lavender lemonade, apple juice with sage, and a sour cherry fizz. All of that coming up. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
Diehard fans of kombucha, a type of fermented tea, have been finding store shelves empty over the last month. Many grocers have pulled kombucha from their shelves due to questions about elevated alcohol levels in the so-called non-alcoholic beverage. The federal limit is 0.5% alcohol content for a product to be labeled non-alcoholic, but some samples of kombucha have recently tested at 3 or 4% alcohol content. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control released research showing that levels of foodborne illness in fresh sauces like salsa, guacamole, and pico de gallo more than doubled between 1998 and 2008. While freshly made condiments are healthier than highly processed ones, the CDC urged the public to take greater care in the preparation and storage of salsas and guacamoles. Hot peppers, tomato, and cilantro, staple ingredients in salsa, all have a history of causing outbreaks of foodborne illness. And on Thursday, the House Education and Labor Committee passed the Improving Nutrition for America's Children Act with a vote of 32 to 13. The bill would expand access to healthy food to more children, train staff to improve the nutritional quality of meals in schools, and remove junk food from vending machines. But there is a possibility that, with only 3 weeks left until Congress takes its summer recess, the bill will not be voted on in the Senate before the beginning of the new school year. You can learn more about all of these stories on our website, eartheats.org, and follow our updates all throughout the week on Twitter, at twitter.com/eartheats. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
Before we head to the kitchen today, we're bellying up to the bar. The organization Green Drinks is a forum where folks get together and talk about sustainability issues, share business information, or just enjoy the company of like-minded people. They have chapters in over 500 cities around the world, including Bloomington, Indiana.
Hello, Melissa Hennigy and Andy Davis. These are the two folks that started Green Drinks here in Bloomington some time ago.
When I saw it, I think I saw stuff in Chicago and San Fran and maybe even New York City, more of the bigger cities, getting people together to talk about green things, whether that's, shoot, it could be construction, food, business, you name it. It was something to do with sustainability and being more green.
And you've got lots of different groups working in different kind of niche areas. And Green Drinks is just kind of an opportunity for them to get together, talk to each other about what's going on, and really find some common ground about where we're going forward as a community.
Like, we can all be green and recycle and stuff, but you got to take it one step further of what else can you do? What else can you do for your community? Thinking outside of yourself on a larger scale and stuff, so.
This is going to be our fourth one here tonight, and I've already heard of people who've picked up jobs and made, you know, good connections.
Marsha Veldman served as the MC for this meeting of Green Drinks.
One of the things I like about Green Drinks, and when you go to their website, they have like this code of ethics. It's welcoming. Anyone can come. You know, if this is the first you heard the word sustainability, you are so welcome to be here and learn.
We'll have our announcements.
Suit your personal $1 per gallon gasoline tax.
We talked about a good place to spend your money. Well, the live and silent auction for the Indiana Recycling Coalition is next Tuesday.
Hello, my name is Farrell Johnson. I've recently started a new organic garden supply business called Abundant Harvest Farms.
Various folks speaking at the Green Drinks meeting in Bloomington, Indiana. Find out more about Green Drinks on our website, eartheats.org, or you can become our friend on Facebook. Look for us at facebook.com/eartheats. Our three drink recipes today are non-alcoholic.
These are great for kids. You know, you probably want to get your kids away from some of those carbonated drinks. So in the summertime, utilize stuff out of the garden, stuff from the farmer's market, and make your own cocktails for the kids. I mean, some of these will have some sugar in it, but, you know, I've got some organic sugar, which is a little bit healthier for the planet to produce. But, you know, I'd say just any kind of either cane sugar or beet sugar is better than high fructose corn syrup.
Here's an interesting take on traditional lemonade using fresh lavender.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go back and do another simple syrup, which we've done many times on Earth Eats. It's equal parts sugar and water. Okay, we're going to bring that to a boil.
And you're using organic sugar here. Do you notice a difference with the organic?
You know, you can say it's kind of that raw sugar color, which means that it has a little bit more of the natural molasses in it, which means that it is from cane, whereas a lot of the refined sugars we have now are from beets. All right, we're going to add some lavender to that. You know, a nice little handful, I would say.
Stems and all.
Stems and all are in there, and you can use the leaves. And if you want to taste that, I'll give you a little.
Oh, that is amazing. The smell turned into taste.
Yeah, I do lavender ice cream sometimes. You can also make a vinaigrette, a lavender vinaigrette. It's nice to crumble up some of the lavender flowers, mix them with breadcrumbs, and sprinkle them on top of a roasted fish.
Add a half cup of the simple syrup with lavender and a half cup of lemon juice to a pitcher, then fill the pitcher the rest of the way with sparkling water.
And you could take it to the table like that, and you can see there's kind of this layer of the syrup and lemon juice in the bottom with that kind of light lavender hue. And then right before you serve it, take your iced teaspoon, stir it up, and that is our summertime lavender lemonade.
Fresh juices are a great way to cool down in the summertime and enjoy the bounty of the season. But this is certainly not your everyday glass of apple juice. We're using cayenne pepper, lemon, and sage.
A lot of people are afraid of sage. To me, it smells great. A lot of people, especially, now try it eating it a little raw.
That's not so great, maybe. pine sol a little bit.
But when you cook it, it changes automatically. So here's the cayenne. Very, very spicy. We're just adding a pinch. The reason I keep a lot of it at home, because it's something you really don't use very much of, I sprinkle it on my edamame and around my different greens to keep the rabbits away from them. So once they get a bite of it, they don't come back to your patch. So, all right, we're going to add a little bit of that turmeric and a little honey to sweeten it.
There are different types of honeys if you're using local honey. What sort of honey would you like for this?
You know, anything that has a whole lot of personality, you probably want to save for just kind of putting over toast or serving with a cheese course, that kind of thing. So if you've got the tulip poplar honey or the buckwheat honey, those things are generally much more flavorful and have a real personality that you want to enjoy. This you could use just a regular clover honey, something like a wildflower honey would also be nice. Okay, we're going to squeeze those lemon rounds right in there and then drop them in. And the peel will add a touch of bitterness, which will be a nice accompaniment to the other flavors in this drink.
That's great. And the sage is there, but it's definitely different. How did you think to pair apple juice with sage?
Having too much apple juice and too much sage around.
You just combined the two and figured out.
So I said, let's try something different. And I originally had it as a hot tea because it also, sage is supposed to have some medicinal qualities and that little bit of cayenne pepper. As a hot drink, it's very good and kind of soothing when you have a cold. And then I put the leftovers in the fridge and it tasted great cold. So that's how it kind of happened.
If you wanted to turn it into an adult beverage in the evening, what would you do?
You could put a splash of vodka in it, or you could put some Prosecco with it, have an apple sage mimosa or Bellini kind of drink.
Let us know how you personalize this summer drink. Email us your recipes to eartheats@gmail.com or share them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/eartheats. And we have one more drink to taste.
All right, and for this drink, we're going to use some sour cherries. These sour cherries, we had a great barbecue down by the lake, and then we went over to Mary Wineland's house and picked all of her sour cherries off her tree.
She invited us. Did she know you were coming?
She even had the buckets and the ladders out for us. She gives us the cherries every year, and then I, in exchange, give her a sour cherry cobbler. When nature gives you a bounty, you know, take advantage of it, play with it, and you'll come up with some classics. So we're going to take a cup of water, 2 cups of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup of honey, juice of 1 lemon, and 2 pounds of fruit. So in this case, sour cherries. And you could use almost any fruit with this. So it doesn't have to be cherries. You could use blackberries or gooseberries or any kind of berry fruit. And what we do is we bring that all to a boil, and these cherries were pitted first. Puree it in the blender, and you've got this wonderful deep red elixir. And what we're going to do is just mix that about equal parts. We've got the sour cherry, just drizzle it over the ice, top it with some club soda, and you've got a really pretty drink that's delicious as well, and something much better for the kids.
You can print these recipes and see photos of the prep process on our website. While you're there, add photos of your kitchen creations to our Flickr page. Find it all online at eartheats.org. Special thanks to news correspondent Megan Meyer and all the other folks who help make Earth Eats possible.
Aobon Binder, Laura Bolt, and Emily Shelton. Adam Schweigart is our senior producer, and I'm Andrew Olenoff. I take the photos. Check them out at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com, online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.